Well, now Mr. Pritchard told you that he would do as the Act says or he would stay within the law. But at Christmas 1931, the other governments hadn't sent any money for the unemployed. And the council decided to use some of the money from the sinking funds.
I think that's quite probable. As I say, I didn't know anything about that at the time. At least if I did, I'd forgotten about it.
Then, about a year later, Mr. Feedham decided to take counsel to court because that was an illegal action.
It was Feedham that took us to court.
But this is before the commissioner issue came up. This was just about the fact of having used that money illegally.
Well, who said that he did it?
It says in the minutes and in the newspapers.
I'm afraid I can't give you any information on that at all.
Well, that's all right. Do you know anything about Mr. Feedham?
Oh, I've known him all my life.
Why would he have wanted to take counsel to court?
Well, I guess he... I think he was only a figurehead in it, as far as I can make out. I don't know what he... He had no great interest in Burnaby, as far as Burnaby is concerned. He had a little house of his own, and that's all. But I really don't know why he did what he did at all. I couldn't explain it at all.
I wonder who he was a figurehead for.
Well, it might have been some... Well, it wouldn't be Pritchard anyhow, and you can tell you that one.
No.
And I don't know just who he... There was always a group of people around that always thought the government were no good anyhow, you know. All governments suffer from that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, then at the end of 1932, someone else, or maybe Mr. Feedham, also started action to bring a commissioner in.
In 42?
No, 32.
Well, I don't know whether he was... he started an action against us in the courts, I believe. I don't know, because I wasn't in my department, and I didn't have anything to do with it. But I think that's what happened. And then he may have... I think the government stepped in you'd have to understand the law to find out just what the situation was. You see, if we couldn't be allowed to go bankrupt. But then the government of the day then, I just forget who they were. They must have been the Conservatives.
Simon Fraser told me.
He went to work and by order in council, he fired the present council of Burnaby and put in a commissioner. That's all there was to it. Which was the only thing to do. It didn't only happen in Burnaby either. It happened in Penticton and
North Vancouver.
Several other places, I forget. Prince Rupert was another one, They were all in the same boat. As I told you last time, but the real trouble was that the government hadn't given us the money that we had to give this people that they should have done. And we went into debt to people, storekeepers and things that we should never have had to go into debt to.
Because the money was slow.
The money was slow coming in.
Right.
Of course, I guess the Conservative government at that time will tell you that was all baloney that they were, but then the governments are always that way anyway.
Well, they'll tell you it was the federal government's fault.
Yeah.
Right. So the merchants remained unpaid for a long time.
Yeah. Some of them never were paid, I guess. I don't know.
Did they come to council and complain?
Not greatly, no. I suppose they did at times. But when they realized what the situation was, they knew they'd get it in the end.
I'm surprised that everybody was so sure that in the end they would get paid, because things must have looked very grim.
Well, it didn't make much difference what happened 2 years in those days anyway. You still had your land, and you still had your home, and your everything else. And
you had to keep going from day to day.
Yeah, but I don't think the public, I don't think, suffered a bit from it. That we built stuff during that commissionership that we could never have built under a council.
Why not?
Because the councillors could never agree on it. No two councillors or school boards could agree with it. They can't see. They fired the school boards and they fired the council. And we had one man doing the whole thing.
And what was built?
We built the Burnaby South High School. Was built without putting a charge on the taxpayers at all. We didn't have to borrow money for that either.
Where did it come from?
It came out. It came out of the general taxes, of course, you know, but it would never have done it out of a council, because they'd wanted to spend the darn money in about six different places.